The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Kroah Show on life-changing talk radio. WAVA. It's time for the Don Kroah Show right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Kroah Show. You got it. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together. Talk about stuff going on in the world. And you'll often hear me say, if you listen very often, let's get informed and then let's get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. Tell you what, if the culture ever needs to hear from you, if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus, it needs your voice now. In love, but in truth, both, huh? It's called Worship Together 2020, described as an assembly of worship leaders, pastors, musicians, creatives, and worshipers gathered together in one space for the common purpose of lifting high the name of Jesus and growing in the way we lead his church. And it's coming to D.C. again this summer on June 20th. Two free events we want you to know about. And joining us to tell us what it's all about, how you can participate, and more is Edward Powers. Edward is the ground team director for Together 2020. Edward, welcome to the show.
Here with you today.
Great to have. I'm sorry, that was my fault, but I welcome you. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm excited to be here.
Would you kind of take us back into the history of Worship 2020? When it all started, and what the objective was, and what it is now.
Yeah, I absolutely can. So Together 2020 is the third of three Together Evolutions. It began in Together 2016 when our founder, Nick Hall, basically rallied the nation to reset around the name of Jesus, calling the rising generations to just rally around that name, re-engage with the gospel, and engage with it in a whole new way with a whole new energy. And that happened right there near the Washington Monument in D.C. A couple hundred thousand people came out to celebrate, to worship, and to raise the name of Jesus. And then in 2018, we did it again. We went out to Texas Motor Speedway in Dallas. We brought, again, many 100,000 Christians out for a two-day event. And this is really focused on moving closer to Jesus, discipleship, and how that rising generation could move out as they were reset. And then from there in 2020, we're going to take the next step. And this is really going to be about engaging with Scripture. And we want to launch out for Together 2020 and have this rising generation be able to engage with Scripture in a whole new way. You know, the young generation, these rising generations, they're just not satisfied with secondhand information on the Bible. They want to engage with it themselves. We want to help them do that. We want to energize them. And that's what Together 2020 is going to be all about, is engagement with the Scripture. And then this weekend, we got several launch events as we begin that campaign. And we're just going to kick off this season of scriptural engagement right here in D.C. as we get ready for the Together 2020 event next summer. We got all of our events are free on Friday at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. They've been kind enough to host us. We're going to kick it off. Nick Hall, our founder, is going to come out. He's going to talk about what this year of the Bible in 2020 is going to look like. how we're going to engage Scripture in the new ways, how we're going to celebrate in 2020. And then they're with us. Ty Trebet, KB, and Gabby are going to come. They're going to lead us in worship, and they're going to lead us right alongside the D.C. Worship Collective, which is a group of worship artists we've assembled from throughout the D.C. metro area from different churches. And they're going to come together locally to worship as we have these national artists right beside them. The Unashamed group from First Baptist Glen Arden is going to be there with us, and we're going to talk about what this next level of scriptural engagement we're going to see in 2020. And it doesn't stop there. On Sunday night on the 27th, we're going to go out to David's Tent. If you haven't been to David's Tent in the National Mall, it's an amazing place where they've been worshiping continuously 24/7, 365 for over 4 years now. We're going to take that place. We're going to build it out into a big stage, and Carrie Job and Cody Carnes are going to join us for the Together 2020 Night of Worship. And we're just going to spend a couple hours worshiping there in the open sky on the National Mall and bringing down the word of Jesus and talking about what scripture engagement can be in this year of 2020. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, Don, what we're looking at.
It's exciting. And as a matter of fact, you said both of these events are free. Now, the event at First Baptist Glen Arden, is that in the evening or the afternoon, or what is that?
Yeah, it's going to be in the evening. So doors are going to open at 6 p.m. at First Baptist Church Glen Arden, and the event will go from 7 to 9. And then on Sunday, October 27th, it's going to be from 6 to 8:30 at David's Tent there on the National Mall at the corner of 7th and Madison.
Now, talk about how folks can get more information who say, well, I heard what you're saying, but I'm not sure where these locations are. Are they on your website, togethergeneration.com?
Absolutely. You can go to togethergeneration.com. There's links there with all the information you need of how to get there. You can register and tell everybody you're coming for that. And then you can learn about the Together 2020 event as well next June. So it's all there, one-stop shopping. And also on there, if you give us your email on that site and click I'm in, it's basically going to tell you. So as the lineup progresses for Together 2020, it'll give you announcements. It'll let you know what's coming, and it'll keep you informed on everything that's going on with Together 2020 at that site, togethergeneration.com.
Now, despite what some media coverage may and, you know, surveys and all that may indicate that the millennials and the young people of today aren't as interested, there is a real hunger among young people for truth and for experiencing the truth and knowing it, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, these rising generations, as a father of four millennials myself, they are hungry for the truth. They're hungry for something to engage with their passion. And they just want direction. They want to find it, and they want to engage with it. And I think they're just not going to be happy, taking that stuff secondhand. We need to get the scriptures into their hands, let them get a hold of it, and just really let the scriptures speak. We got to let it speak to them in their language. The Holy Spirit's going to do his work with them as they do that. And that's really what our heart and our passion is, to take the passion of these rising generations, tie it to the scriptures, and then just watch the Holy Spirit work from there.
How did you get involved yourself, Edward?
Interesting story. So I just retired from the Marine Corps in July. After 22 years of service, I got my last duty station was here in the D.C. area. So I moved here in 2016. It was a couple weeks before Together 2016 happened there at the Washington Monument. I saw the advertisements, and I went out, and I basically fell in love with the idea of empowering the rising generation to re-engage with Jesus and re-engage with the scriptures. So I attended then. In 2018, I took my family and we flew out to Dallas-Fort Worth to volunteer for that Together 2018 event. And then as I looked towards retirement, I looked at the things I could do, the spectrum of things I could do. I saw that Together 2020 was coming back here. A discussion started, and we found out that they needed somebody on the ground to help organize and orchestrate. And I was fortunate enough, they sent a team into the area of young guys. We got a team of seven of us. We're here. We're engaging with local pastors, with local ministers, because we don't want Together 2020 to just be an event. It's obviously not just an event. We want people to engage with scripture, but it's part of a larger Year of the Bible campaign. 2020 has been declared the Year of the Bible by both national and international ministries across the globe, and we just want the unprecedented engagement. Together 2020 in June is going to be a celebration of all that. But more than that, in the D.C. metro area, as we engage with our partner churches, our partner ministries, we want to see that lasting impact in the D.C. metro area. I tell my guys, in a joking manner, we shouldn't be able to swing a dead cat in the D.C. metro area without hitting a Christian doing kingdom work. You know, we want to see Christians everywhere doing the work, because you can't argue with that.
Amen to that. Well, your passion's coming through. Thank you for two things. Thank you for your service to the body of Christ and our cities with this particular ministry. But thanks for your service as a member of the U.S. Marine Corps all those 22 years as well. God bless you. Thank you very much, Edward, for talking with us about it right now.
I appreciate the opportunity, Don, and thank you.
Again, Edward Powers. And he is a ground team director with Together 2020. If you want more information about those events that we mentioned, one at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden on the 25th in the evening, and one also at David's Tent on October 27th on the Mall, go to togethergeneration.com. Togethergeneration.com.
Rich Lee here to talk about my friends at I Hate Knee Pain. They help me get rid of my knee pain. So, if you're tired of your daily aching knees, you need to visit I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville. They offer a breakthrough program without risky surgery or harmful drugs. A unique approach with hundreds of raving fans like me. It's FDA approved. Covered by Medicare and most major medical insurances. Call 301-679-7900. That's 301-679-7900. Or go to IHateKneePain.com.
One more thing before we're done here today. Can you remember the last time you and your spouse had a weekend away together without the kids? I mean, just the two of you, where you could relax and talk and laugh, have a date night? It's been more than a year. Yeah, I thought so. Let's fix that. Make plans now to join us for the Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway that's coming to the Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay the weekend of November 22nd. Find out more or sign up at weekendtoremember.com.
If you don't dispose of the unused prescription drugs in your home, they could end up lost, stolen, or misused. DEA Tank Bank Day is Saturday, October 26th. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATankBank.com.
Nobody wakes up and says, "Today is the day that I get to look into whether refinancing my mortgage would be smart." The perception of refinancing is that it's often as smooth as shaving with a cheese grater, which we're guessing is not smooth. But our Faith and Family Mortgage team would ask you to consider two things. One, rates have gotten awesomely lower as of late. And while we normally don't talk about rates going up and down, because we try to just be here when the time is right for you, if you've been thinking about trying to lower your monthly payment a bit before Christmas, or if you've been thinking about cashing out a chunk of equity, now would be a time to at least think about it. Secondly, times have changed. We don't have a fancy app, but we do have a team specifically committed to WAVA. And if refinancing is right for you, we're going to do all the work so that you don't have to worry about the stress. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850.
That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. As we continue talking about various things of high importance here on the Don Kroah Show, such as the conversation coming up in just a few minutes with Luann Sabatier of 21 Wilberforce, I also want to take a moment right now to thank you for your continuing partnership in our October campaign with the Bible League International. It's called Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Now, your fully tax-deductible gifts to the Bible League, ranging from $5 to $50, $500, $1,000, and everything in between, is making a huge difference in helping us toward our goal of being able to send nearly 7,000 copies of the Bible to our fellow Christians around the world. Fellow believers, folks who are truly suffering for their faith. I mean really suffering and even putting their lives on the line many times. And they just want some Bibles. They want our prayers, but they also want some Bibles. And we are now moving into the final days of this month's campaign, but we still have a way to go as we still need a little over 2,300 Bibles to reach our goal. $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20, $250 buys 50. A gift of $500 will provide 100 Bibles to some fellow Christians who desperately need what we're trying to do together. All you have to do is call 800-YES-WORD and make your gift of any amount. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. That's 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, or just go to WAVA.com and click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner. And I really appreciate you doing whatever you can right now. Meanwhile, on February 19, 2018, now some 20 months ago and counting, Leah Sharabu was abducted by an extremist Islamic group called the Boko Haram, along with more than 100 of her classmates from a school in Nigeria. She, the only Christian to be abducted, and 1 month after the abduction, all the other girls were released except for Leah. According to a classmate, she wasn't released because she would not go back on her faith. She would not deny Christ and convert to Islam. Well, joining us with an update on Leah's situation, Luann Sabatier, Director of Communications for 21 Wilberforce. We like to remind you, it's a Christian human rights organization dedicated to defending the universal rights of religion, belief, and conscience for everyone, all people, with a stated vision of empowering people to collaboratively support persecuted communities, challenge repression, expand the freedom of religion and belief globally, and speak on individual cases such as Leah's. So, Luann, welcome once again to the show.
Good afternoon, Don. Thank you.
Would you tell us a bit more about this remarkable young lady? Because some folks know her story well. Others are probably hearing about it even now for the first time. So tell us about her and especially how we can be involved.
Sure. And I do believe you've had a little bit in the past or a couple times on occasion some people who were talking about this case. But as background, many of us had heard and are very familiar, I would say most people in the United States and around the world, with the Chibok girl kidnapping, which took place in the winter of 2014. And so for context, there are abductions all the time in the central and north Nigeria in schools, and not just girls, sometimes boys. However, when they are so bold and brazen and take such a large number, such as Chibok was 272 girls, it took many, many months and internal campaigns there, and ultimately 172 of those girls were released. There's still 100 in captivity. So there have continued to be kidnappings. However, what's unique about this one, it was the Dapchi school, D-A-P-C-H-I, and it is exactly, it was 4 years almost to the day, number one. And number two, it was 100 girls abducted from a school. And Dapchi is in northeastern Nigeria. It's about 170 miles due north of Chibok. And so they, very similar situation. They came in, and one of the things to know, similar to Chibok, as Dapchi, this was not a Christian school. It was a school where Christians and Muslims went. And so that's an interesting context, because many of the girls that were released, people say, why was she held in captivity? They were not all Christians. They were Muslims, and therefore there was nothing to renounce, so they were let go. Leah Sherabou was the only, by the way, there were five, when they came and kidnapped them, they came during the day, and there was a lot of confusion, and they just herded them into trucks. And as a matter of fact, five of the girls died of suffocation right there, because there was just this mass movement, almost like a herd mentality, to get them into trucks and get them out of there. There started an internal campaign, as there was with Chibok, of a lot of mothers and women and church people all over Nigeria calling for their release, and they were released. We were told that they were held. Actually, people think that they were held on an island in Lake Chad. But Boko Haram, and what may not be known, was so bold that when they finally brought them back, they stood around with some of the parents or the military people who were, they were handing over the returned girls to, and took photos. I mean, how brazen can you be? And they were, and they said, they told them, there is one we have not released because she won't renounce her faith, and that was Leah Sherabou. So that has since been done about a year and a half, I believe. And why I brought it up, and so it's continued to be a focus on her. There actually is a nonprofit foundation that is born out of this called the Leah-Foundation.org. And they are not only working for her release, they're also using their efforts to rehabilitate and reintegrate all school children, particularly young girls who are kidnapped and brought back, because reintegration is not easy. All of that said, there is what has spawned up is a Pray for Leah prayer vigil around the world, and that will be this Saturday. And I will give you a website. You can it will show what locations globally it's happening. You may want to join, for instance, in our region here, Dawn, it will be 1 p.m. at the Capitol Reflecting Pool downtown. But there are in Boise, Idaho, in Australia, Russia, Switzerland, South Korea, Iran, and somebody, if they can't even go to a vigil, or they can host one at their church, there's downloadable resources, or you can call in for a call-in. So this is, Don, a global, intentional moment of prayer for her return, and to call out and to honor her holding to her faith.
Well, it's giving us a chance to do more than certainly pray in our homes, which I hope we're doing, and even locally. But as you say, this is a collective effort, and I'm encouraged that it's worldwide, that there are other parts of the globe that are aware of this young girl's stand and testimony. As a matter of fact, she, as I recall, she had a very quick note that she got to send to her mother, apparently when she knew she wasn't going to be released. Can you mention in just a moment what she actually said to her mother?
Sure. She said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, do not be weary in prayer, but I have hope. And if I do not see you here, I will see you in heaven, because my faith is important. And so she told her mother, I will never renounce my faith. And I know that I will reunite with you, if not on earth, in heaven. And when you think about the maturity, she was not quite 15 at that time. It's quite amazing. One of the things I think that's interesting to note, too, about this particular case is it has been promoted and taken up by Miriam Ibrahim. Miriam Ibrahim is one of the host and sponsors, and there's a video that Miriam is online at the PrayForLeah.org, and that's the number four, PrayForLeah.org. Miriam Ibrahim was in Sudan and was herself a captive and was imprisoned for her faith because she was a Christian. And she was ultimately freed, and you can see this really powerful three-minute video on this prayer website for Leah, where Miriam says, I was there. I was a captive. I know the power of prayer. And so she's the one that joined up with a couple others and the Leah Foundation to get this global prayer vigil going. So it goes to show, even once those who are freed, how they're advocating and calling and having the church to rise up for others.
Well, on that note, we have to break, but you've given us some good information, and thank you so much, as always, for your work and that of 21W.
Thank you.
Luann Sabatier, I want to give you those websites that Luann mentioned, leah-foundation.org, leah-foundation.org, and also prayforleah.org, pray and the number four, leah.org. That will give you the information that we've been discussing briefly here on the show.
Credit card debt has you down. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-5496. 1-800-990-5496. That's 1-800-990-5496.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit, or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-730-1372. That's 800-730-1372. 800-730-1372.
3 years ago, hundreds of thousands gathered on the DC Mall for Together 2016 to pray for our nation. On October 25th and 27th, we're launching towards Together 2020. Together 2020 is happening on June 20th, 2020 at the Lincoln Memorial. We're launching into Together 2020 with two free events this month. Join us at First Baptist Glen Arden on Friday, October 25th at 6 p.m. with Nick Hall and guests Gaffy, KB, Ty Tribbett, and the DC Worship Collective. And then on Sunday, October 27th at 6 p.m., come to the D.C. Mall with Nick Hall at David's Tent and guests Carrie Jobe, Cody Carnes, and the D.C. Worship Collective. Both Together 2020 launch events are free. Get all the information at togethergeneration.com. That's togethergeneration.com. And mark your calendars for October 25th, 27th, and June 20th, 2020 for Together 2020. We are the Together Generation, and we are on the move.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. A passing of the torch happened last weekend when one progressive icon, Bernie Sanders, accepted an endorsement of his campaign from another progressive icon, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her endorsement came as no surprise to political observers, but heralded an important moment for the ascendancy of far left-wing politics within the Democratic Party. No longer can socialist policy positions be considered the fringes of the American left. Indeed, the movement led by Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez isn't merely a minor blip in history to be dismissed with the next political cycle. It is a pathway down which the Democrats will take their politics, policymaking, and rhetoric in the years to come. The ascendancy of the socialist left is a gift to President Trump and Republicans in Congress, who will run as defenders of a free enterprise system that, while not perfect, has been the linchpin of American prosperity for generations. That's an electoral fight that will be tough for Democrats to win. I'm Lonnie Chen.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
We have a report of a crash, I-95 northbound in Maryland before 212. Follow police direction to get by. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, heavy between 450 and the Beltway, and again from NASA Goddard to 197. In the inner loop, it's heavy from the Dulles Toll Road to the 270 Spur. Outer loop jam-ups are between the Eisenhower Avenue Connector and the Wilson Bridge. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
A gusty breeze through this evening, otherwise clear skies and chilly tonight, low 47. It turns out mostly sunny and nice tomorrow, high 70. Clear tomorrow night, low 50. And then a mix of clouds and sunshine on Friday, a pleasant afternoon, high 70. Some sunshine will give way to increasing clouds Saturday, a little bit cooler, with a high of 64. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Carl Erickson.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Looking at a story right now. Biological male wins Women's Cycling World Championship. I'm sure many of you have seen this story or reports about it. McKinnon, representing Canada, won gold for the sprint event in the women's 35 to 39 age category at the 2019 Masters Track Cycling World Championships in Manchester, England. And it shows a picture of him, her. And I got to tell you, my own reaction is, how could anybody really be proud of the fact that they have beat someone who biologically is not their equal, doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the same DNA, if you will, in terms, in other words, to be so outbalanced and yet be proud of what you've done. But Mrs. I'm not sure how he goes now, or she goes. McKinnon set a women's record, a world record in the qualifying event, according to the BBC. McKinnon is a philosophy professor at the College of Charleston, won the same event back in 2018. Telling Sky News in an interview that aired on Friday, it would be unfair for the cyclist to be kept out of women's events. Quote, so if we want to say that I believe you're a woman for all of society, except for this massive central part that is sport, that's not fair. That's how the philosophy professor rationalized it. Even though his maleness, there's some parts of it that will never change. And to bring all of that difference and put it up against women who obviously are biologically quite different, and then say, I'm the champion. I don't know how anybody take any pride in that. But anyway, it's just one of those reflections of a changing culture. And folks, it's as simple as this, in my view, this major shift in the culture. here in America and other countries struggling with it as well. You know what? What kept us from this sort of foolishness, this outright landish shift from truth, was the Word of God. That historically was what built our country's foundation. But within a matter of a few years, we're seeing such a shift in mores, such a shift in, well, the prophet said, woe to those who call black white and white black. Those who, in other words, invert or reverse or upside down what is really good and what is really bad, what is really right and what is really wrong. And that's where we are these days. It's happening all over the world. Other nations are experiencing it as well. And that's why we are asking you to help us in our campaign with the Bible League. We are seeing some wonderful progress, but during this part of the show, I'm coming back to that to ask you if you would, in fact, step in and help. You might say, what can I do about changing the culture, this culture or any other? Well, I don't know of anything more simple, more basic, more powerful than putting the Word of God in the hands of as many people as we can, which is what the Bible League is doing. And by the way, they don't just pass the Bible out to someone and say, here, would you like a Bible? No. They have a very intensive, wonderful training program called Project Philip, whereby they orient new people into what it means to even read the Bible, how to read the Bible, how to interpret what you read, how to understand what you read. And obviously, as you know, many of you who know your scripture very well, it's based on Philip's experience with the Ethiopian ruler in the book of Acts. That's why it's called the Project Philip. Coming alongside someone and teaching them how to understand the Word of God. The point is, we still need about 2,300 copies of the Bible. We need them as quickly as possible. So I'm hoping that you will, if you haven't done it yet, consider a gift of any amount. I mean, it can be a $25 gift, a $50 gift, whatever it is. We welcome it. We've had all kinds of them, and we'll come back and talk more about that in just a moment. In the meantime, the number to call is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished slightly higher today. The Dow Industrials rose 45 points, the NASDAQ Composite added 15, and the S&P 500 edged up 8. Microsoft moments ago posted better-than-expected quarterly profit of $1.38 per share. The software giant's revenue also beat estimates. Still, Microsoft shares are down about 1% in after-hours trading. Caterpillar reported quarterly profit and revenue that missed expectations, and it slashed its full-year forecast as dealers reduced inventory and demand failed to meet forecasts. Despite all of that, shares of the construction equipment maker gained 1.25%. Target announced today it will offer free shipping on hundreds of thousands of items from November 1st through December 21st with no minimum purchase required. In addition to the free shipping offer, the retailer said it will have 10,000 new or exclusive toys, gadgets, and games available for sale, and it reminded shoppers that it has opened Disney shops in 25 of its stores. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
I hate knee pain. Folks, it's a miracle. This program ended my knee pain, and Dr. Brian Paris is here to tell you how I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville could get rid of your knee pain, too.
Well, Rich, as you know, living with knee pain can be completely debilitating. Something as simple as walking up the stairs is difficult when you have arthritis and other kinds of knee pain. But I Hate Knee Pain has a solution. We listen and respect you. Tailor your program to what you need. No surgery, no drugs, and it's designed to keep you out of the operating room. We deliver knee pain relief quickly and effectively. Plus, I Hate Knee Pain is covered by Medicare and all major medical insurances. All you have to do is call 301-679-7900 to eliminate your knee pain. We did it for Rich, and we can do it for you.
It's an amazing program that truly cares about its patients. Head on over to IHateKneePain.com and stop living with knee pain.
With the exception of Medicaid, all major medical insurance and Medicare is accepted.
Hey, made the call yet? I know a lot of you have. In fact, I'm going to say some thank yous here in a moment. But if you haven't done it, thinking about it, $5 buys a Bible, $10 buys two, of course, $50 buys 10. And you've had a wonderful response. You've given wonderful response so far. And we've had really gifts ranging from just that, $5 to $1,000 and everything in between. So the right gift is the one that you can afford and you feel like God is maybe prompting you to pick that phone up and give, whether it's one Bible or 1,000 Bibles or 10 Bibles, whatever. And by the way, some folks have given over a period of time. They want to give a larger gift. They can't give it all at once. We had a gift, I think, last week of $50 a month for 12 months. That's 10 Bibles right there times the 12, 120 Bibles. Anyway, let me say some thank yous. Larry in Woodbridge, my friend, thank you for that $300 gift. Michael in Chantilly, $100. Those were call center gifts coming in on the website, WAVA.com. Sharon, Montgomery Village, $15 gift. There's three Bibles right there. Mr. and Mrs. Dean, first name only, Manassas, Virginia, $125 gift. Linda in Woodbine, $100 gift. Tom in Hyattsville, $100. Steve in Randallstown, $60. There's some of the more recent gifts that have come in. So as of this moment, or at least when I came in out of my office to the studio this afternoon, you had given 4,367 Bibles. 4,367 Bibles, leaving us a goal to go of 2,353 more. That's a very doable goal, but we only have a few days left of this campaign to get it done. So that's why I'm encouraging you as part of each afternoon show to help us put it up and over the top. Now, let's see here. I had that, 12 of you right now. I know when I get into this stratosphere of money, some of you say, Crow, you're way out of my range. Not all of you. That's why I know some of you could easily give a $1,000 gift, and God has given you that kind of resource. I respect that you want to invest it wisely. Can't think of a better place to put $1,000 than in the Bible League ministry that we're talking about right now. So if 12 of you, would give a one-time gift of $1,000, or of course you cut that in half, if 24 of you would give $500, we've had two or three of those, 47 folks giving a one-time $250 gift will get us there, 59 folks giving $200, 78 folks giving $150, or 94 of you giving $125 gift, that will get us up to our goal of 6,720 copies of God's Word. I often say that's a threshold goal. If you want to give beyond that, which often you do, you end up pushing us up over. That's even better. It means that many more people are going to get a copy of the Word of God. I love to hear some of these voices. This is Kareem talking from the Middle East, talking about Egypt, and talking about what happens when believers begin to follow Christ, especially coming out of the Muslim faith.
What you might expect is that the government would oppress a person who converts from Islam to Christianity. It happens, but this is not what mainly happens. What basically and mainly happens is that the family of the ex-Muslim are the ones who persecute him and would even try to kill him. And this would be viewed in the by the Egyptian law to be an honor killing. The main difficulty that faces people who convert is that their families are not very welcoming of them and can be very hostile to them.
So the families are one point of danger, but then churches are in danger too.
Some Muslims in Upper Egypt are very fanatic and extremely hateful to Christians. The Muslims, I mean, would hear that the Christians are meeting in one of the houses for prayers, and they would just go and gather around the house and maybe burn it and force everyone out and even out of the village.
And of course, the Christians have to be very judicious, very careful as to how they try to share the faith.
Evangelism is considered to be a crime here in Egypt. So you can worship freely. However, you cannot evangelize or speak to Muslims about your faith. Those are the sorts of laws that are very elastic. They can be bent. They are not very clear. On one day, you'd find the president saying that Egypt ensures the freedom of religion of its people, and on the next day we'd hear that the police raided a church or maybe a gathering for Christians. If and when you get caught evangelizing Muslims, you can be arrested, and most probably you'll be taken to a prison where no one will know about you anymore. Of course, some people can face torture and being held up against their will. Their families would have a very hard time getting to know where they are.
So how are these former Muslims coming to the faith? How are they coming to the Lord?
So what typically happens is that a Muslim who receives a New Testament would then start reading it and engaging with it, and then come back to this person and gets back to him with questions and discussions. And over the course of weeks and maybe months, they start believing and they start developing their faith until they pray and surrender their lives to Jesus.
See, that's a perfect description in a very a thimble, we might say. I was going to say a nutshell of how the Philip Project or the Project Philip works. A New Testament is given, and that inquirer, that Muslim or whoever that person may be, a Buddhist perhaps, they begin to ask questions, read, connect and reconnect with the person who gave them that Bible, and then they are walked through it so they understand it. And at a point when they are ready, they come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And, of course, from there, they are given even more information, a full copy of the entire Word of God, and are helped to come to strong faith in the Lord Jesus. And we had a cut, I think, yesterday or the day before, of a woman who had only been saved 2.5 months, was it, Julie? And she had won 40 people to Christ within that period of time. Wow. So that is what these words of God, these Bibles, are doing when you make the call. That's why we keep, I hope not hounding you, but encouraging you to invest in truly a legitimate, solid ministry of putting God's word in the hands of people, helping them come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible League. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, $5 buys a Bible. Multiply that figure as generously as you're able, would you? 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. You can go there.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Are medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-54-BIBLE. That's 844-54-BIBLE. 844-54-BIBLE.
Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. aactionhomeservices.com.
We have a great need. We don't need food in the church. The 800,000 Christians in Islam do not need food from you, but they are only crying out that you give them the word of God. And whoever comes our way and is able to give us a Bible, it will be a great blessing. It will be better than giving us food to eat.
That's Pastor Dewisi from Ethiopia, and that has been said to us in so many ways by so many different pastors. I was just thinking during the break of the privileges I've had of traveling with the Bible League, first to Cambodia, also to Nigeria, also to Senegal, in each case seeing a tremendous hunger for God's Word and a deep appreciation for the Bibles that the Bible League has been able to provide only because of what you're doing right now. And I'm reminded of a story that really riveted me when I first heard the man say it. Actually, it was through a translator in Cambodia in 2003. One of the former Khmer Rouge soldiers had become a Christian, and he was weeping as he told the story of how he came to faith in Christ and what those awful years under Pol Pot were like. He was only 16, 17 years old when he was forced into military conscription under Pol Pot. But he told of being given a Bible in a refugee camp, I believe, over in Vietnam as the war was winding down, and he was in one of the refugee camps. Somebody gave him a Bible. He'd never seen a Bible. He thought the paper was very nice for rolling cigarettes. So he would tear out a page, read that page, and then he'd roll a cigarette and smoke it. And he continued to do this, but he always read whatever he tore first. and kept reading the Bible. And as the Bible League fellow said, he smoked his way all the way through to salvation. He really finally began to realize what he was reading. And the Word of God, even in that unusual, unorthodox way, was the means of his salvation. Folks, we cannot overstate the power of the Word of God. You know that. You know that theoretically, and so do I. We know it practically as well. We know the power it has in our own lives. We need your help with 50 or 100 or 500 or 200 Bibles, as many as you can give at $5 a Bible at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, that's 800-937-9673, online if you want to give there at WAVA.com.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AactionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
The number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is Godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your relationship with Jesus a little closer by visiting Godvine.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.